So today we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 13. You'll have to forgive me, I'm on my iPad, not directly through my computer with my microphone. But today, you know, we're looking at the rest of this chapter that we started talking about a couple days ago. And this gives us some more idea and some more color on what Paul is talking about when he talks about judgment. And he's making the point that, and it's a very important point, that as a body of believers, as a church, as an institution, that we are responsible for judging those inside the church, and that we're not responsible for judging those outside the church. And there's a subtle way maybe we could think about this. If you've ever sat in church, I know I've done this, we've sat in church and I hear the pastor speaking about something, teaching a message, and I think, you know, I know somebody who ought to hear this. Have you ever thought that? Perhaps the moment I heard a pastor teach on this, the moment I'm thinking that, I'm missing the point, because the pastor's talking to me. God's talking to me. I'm there for me to be challenged and to be grown. And it's easy to look at others and to think about, you know, what's being taught and how it'd be useful for them. But God wants to talk to us, and we are responsible for us. And as a church, we belong to, it's the church is responsible for caring for us, those who belong to it, and for holding us up and to challenging us to growth and for judging, as Paul says here, for judging us as members of that body. We have raised our hand and said, we want to be a part of the church. Therefore, we have signed on for that accountability. And so just as our individual focus shouldn't be on others who need to hear the message, as a church, we shouldn't be thinking about judging the world. We should be thinking about holding the members up inside the body and challenging them to grow. You know, it's sometimes hard to know, but here's the reality. It's sometimes really hard to know if someone is really trying to grow and to develop as a believer or not. I mean, it's hard to tell from the outside. That said, it's a lot easier for us to know about ourselves. Now, we can lie to ourselves and we can trick ourselves, sure, but it's a lot easier to know about ourselves whether or not we are really, really actually growing and pursuing Jesus in our lives. And so, I think this message really brings out the importance of small group or Sunday school or life group or whatever you want to call it, where you take big Sunday church and you break it into small groups. And I think that makes these smaller, more intimate settings so important, because it's really only in those settings can we be close enough to others that we can have that challenge. And that's the problem with the Sunday corporate experience, is you show up and it's hard for Sunday service to hold you personally accountable, because you're just one of so many. I think Paul isn't saying this, but I think it really brings out the idea of how important small groups are. And today's teaching is all about this idea that it is truly a misconception that the church should not pass judgment. Paul is saying, and God is saying through Paul, that the church is responsible for judging others. It's for judging those inside the church, inside the body of believers who have raised their hand and said, I've placed my faith in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. That's how I'm saved. And therefore, I'm going to be accountable to becoming more like Christ. Otherwise, I'm just going to be abusing Christ's grace. And that's not how we grow as believers. So strong, strong chapter, and a very important chapter. And one that I think, you know, just in the simplicity of our faith, you know, we tend to brush past this judgment idea. And I think it's just a major faulty assumption that we are not to judge. God doesn't say we aren't to judge. He says who we are to judge, and it's each other inside the body. Strong stuff this morning.